come in with kind of a class.
Yeah, it's great. You know, all that young talent, you know, to be building for the next few years and continuing on. So I wish you have a good young team eventually, you know, when I end up playing for them. So looking forward to having a good time there.
Thanks, Rocco.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people, you know, like reading what I write and stuff. I try to be encouraging to people and kind of write what's on my mind and kind of help someone out. So, you know, I really enjoy that. Yeah, it's definitely different than most kids. So I think it's a good way for me to just, you know, be positive and try to help someone out and encourage them if, you know, they're upset or something's going wrong.
Do you see yourself sort of role model that sense?
Yeah, especially since I'm smaller. There's a lot of, you know, more little kids that look up to me and stuff. So I think I can be a great example for them as well.
Does that tie into what I've heard is your long-term goal to be a pastor eventually one day?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, that's a way for me to spread the gospel and everything. It's on my Twitter and Facebook and stuff. And I try to just put positive messages out there and, you know, keep my head up. You know, just like last night was a little disappointment for me, and then I came back with my head up high. And I think that can be a good, you know, good example for people going through, you know, hard times, and keep your head up and know that everything's going to work out in the end.
What's your handle? Twitter handle?
My name?
Yeah.
R. Grimaldi, 23.
I guess in a way you're taking your faith by design.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes you think something's gonna happen one way, but that's not what God has for you, and I'm totally fine with that. You know, sometimes, you know, I thought one thing and then something else happened. It was the greatest thing that ever happened to me. So, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, playing for the Panthers.
Did you have a role model of a player or
any all-star game? When I was younger, I actually liked Havel Bure, so he was a Panther. So go figure, right? Yeah, but I like watching Dad Duke and you know, Mike Richards and some of those guys now. You know, I just like how they play hard all the time, and, you know, always, you know, good offensively and defensively, and the big, you know, leaders for the team.
I appreciate you not going to cliche Simon Lee because of the height.
Yeah, that's pretty
good, right?
No problem.
Did you have a hint that they were going to take you this morning, the Panthers? Or?
No, I had absolutely no idea who was going to take me. I was just hopefully I'd have to wait too long.
Yeah, when did you really expect to go? I mean, just based on what you heard in your interviews and stuff.
I'd heard a lot of different things, so it was really a toss up the whole time. I heard I was a wild card of the draft. You know, no one knew, you know, when I was going to go. Yeah. Just enough that I wanted to take a risk, you know, on a small guy, so, you know. Crazy.
Did that become old after a while? I mean, the fact that that you're small and that you're going to be a wild card, or, you know, would they take a chance and risk? I mean, are you weary of that after a while?
It's kind of annoying after a while, but I guess it's more exciting to sit there and not know what's coming next, so it keeps you on your toes. But, you know, I still have to go out and prove people wrong, which I've done my whole life, and I'm going to continue to do that.
Yeah, as a smaller player, what do you think you have to do to kind of prove yourself as you success?
I just keep doing what I'm doing now. Just continue to work hard and, you know, be the best I can be. And continue to, you know, bring the winning attitude in the room and try to bring the guys on the same level with me. And I think I can bring new skills to the game.
In what ways is your size an advantage to you?
Oh, especially with my skating. I think how I like to play low, especially, you know, good balance and center of gravity, I think it's perfect for the way I like to skate and be quick. And I think it's a lot harder on a bigger defenseman with the longer legs and can't move as, you know, quick as a small guy. So I think that fits my game perfectly. And, you know, a lot of people underestimate me. And so I like that factor. So it's a lot of fun.
Rocco, what are you looking forward to about college hockey?
The speed of the game, I think. It's a lot faster than, you know, the junior that I was playing this year. So I think it's going to be really exciting. And we're going to have a good, young, skilled team. And looking forward to, you know, playing with those guys as well.
What was your level of disappointment last night? I mean, were you extremely disappointed, or you just were, we'll see what happens today?
Yeah, I was pretty disappointed. You know, I thought it was a possibility, but, you know, that's not the way it works. So, you know, I'm happy to get it out of the way, though, finally.
The development seems to have a pretty good run of players in last yesterday and not today already. What does that say to you about the state of U.S. hockey at this level?
Oh, it's definitely trending up, which is great to see. You know, especially about winning the last three A-teams there, and hopefully going for a fourth this coming year. You know, USA Hockey's doing a great job with, you know, developing players, and I think the program especially is doing a great job, you know, developing players offensively and defensively, being well-rounded players and going into the colleges or pro teams, you know, being ready to play.
Is there another wave coming behind you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the 94s are a good class, and the 95s are awesome, too.
Spent much time in South Florida. You been there before?
I've been to Florida, I think, twice. I had in 01 and 03, I had roller nationals down there, and I can't remember what city it was, but yeah, it was nice. It was pretty humid when I went, though.
A little different than what you're used to from out west?
A little bit, yeah. There's no humidity back in California. It's just hot, so.
Have you done anything down South Beach yet?
Oh, I should have thought of that. that right now. I'm taking my talent to South Beach.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, that's pretty funny. Yeah, I heard you say that yesterday, and I thought that was